This is A Vision with your host, Jane Asher. Jane is inspired daily by discovering the deepest passions in others. Each week, she will be digging deep to find what excites, motivates, and empowers individuals to explore new horizons, achieve their greatest dreams, and live up to their full potential. The time is now for Voices of Vision.
Happy, happy Monday. And you know what I'm going to say. I say it every single Monday that I do this show. I am so excited. I love Mondays because I get to be on the radio and talk to extraordinary human beings. Today, I just don't even know where to start. My heart is pounding. I had an opportunity. I have a great friend, Dick Kernan. Dick's been on the show several times. I love him to pieces. Dick for years has said to me, Jane, you got to meet Ronnie Bachman. Do you know Ronnie Bachman? And I'm like, no, Dick, I don't know Ronnie. You're going to have to introduce me. Back and forth we go. So I finally get to go to Detroit. I go to Dick Kernan's 80th birthday party, which was so much fun. And who do I finally meet? Dum-ba-da-da. Ronnie Bachman. So Ronnie and I get to sit next to each other. And you would have thought, had you seen us, they have known each other 17 lifetimes. My guest today is Ronnie Bachman. Please go online right now. Ronnie Bachman, walk this way. He is a motivational speaker. He is an anti-bullying counselor. He is an author. He's a public speaker. He is a beautiful human being, and he's going to tell us about his story and his book, Walk This Way. It's life lessons for dealing with bullies and bad times. And there's never been a better time than to have this man on the show. There you go. How's that for an intro, Ronnie?
Boy, that's terrific. Hi, Jane. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I'm also a dad and a grandpa.
A dad and a grandpa.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know, because we've got to get that hashtag.
We will.
Bacalaca.
Bacalaca. Right. We will. It's nice to be with you. Thank you for inviting me. And you're exactly right. When we sat down, it was just a coincidence that we ended up sitting together. And then it was like kindred spirits. We just started gabbing. And the next thing you know, here we are on your radio show. So thank you, Jane.
Very happy to have you here. Now, Ronnie, let's just get this out of the way because I want to get right to the beef of this program, which is really about what you're doing on this planet and the beautiful work that you're doing with grade school children and anti-bullying and the book and your life story that's going to come out. But when you were a child, you had a disability and your parents made a decision at the age of four, and it has kind of set you on your trajectory for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was born with a birth defect, and there's no point in the name because people, you know, it was just that my legs didn't form properly. And at the age of four, they amputated both legs. And like all children, when you first start crawling, you just go on your hands. Well, once the legs were gone, I just kind of kept going and became a hand walker. And although I did get fitted with artificial legs that I wore to school, couldn't stand them because I didn't have stumps. My legs were disarticulated right at the hip. So the artificial legs, you know, I wasn't moving any part of my real leg. So it became kind of very cumbersome, and I just didn't like them. And where I found my freedom was in walking on my hands. I'm a native Detroiter. And, that was just how I got around. And, that's it. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. I've been a disabled person my whole life, right?
Right. And really, and now has led you to walk this way. So
yeah.
At what point, Ronnie, okay, so you go through this. It's a massive decision that your parents made. And how do you go through not feeling sorry for yourself, and then you just got busy living, and here you are now motivating children and adults and everyone you run into to be kind and to understand one another. How did that happen? Because it's extraordinary. Most people would just sit in a corner and mope and, oh, woe is me, and not ever do anything with their life. And it had the reverse effect on you.
It did. And I give it all up to my mom and my grandma Fike. you know, old country. And my grandma Fike used to say, you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea, love. And you're going to have to bob and weave through this thing called life. And the people that don't accept you, I want you to look at them as buggers. And then there will be a massive amount of people that will love you and embrace you. And then, of course, my mom would top it off with, from the moment you walk out the front door, no matter how you're walking, you have a smile on your face, because kids will internalize it that you're angry or that you blame them. So if you're smiling and say, hi, I'm Ronnie Bachman, immediately people gravitate towards your face, not your disability. And that really, that's kind of the success of those early years. I was also in all the school plays. I was very outgoing, you know, Jane, I mean, I can't ever stop talking. And right, you know, and then of course we skip ahead, married in 1979. Then my life changed dramatically because I became a dad to Alicia, my daughter. And then a few years later, became a single dad. And here we went, Alicia and I, learning to walk this way together now. And through Northville Schools, Northville, Michigan, on off to and then off to Michigan State. And I'm very proud to say she's the first person in the history of our family to get a college education. And it was her and I together. And that's quite it's a real testimony that your legs, or whatever, they don't make you a good dad. They certainly don't make you a good parent. And this is just living proof of what can happen if you've got that passion for life and so on.
That's so true.
Yeah.
You know, it really is what's inside. And quite frankly, you know, you don't have legs, but that does not change your heart and who you are and what you came on this planet to do, because all of us have disabilities.
Boy.
Some are just more, you know, pronounced perhaps.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people walking around that are able-bodied, that are angry and not very kind, and that are picking on these other people that have physical disabilities or mental disabilities. And it's just not right.
No. And so here we go, right? Alicia.
Right.
Alicia's 13, 14 years old, 1992-3. And I enroll at Specs Howard School at that time of broadcast arts, because a good friend of mine, Ann Carlini from WRIF here in Detroit, Annie and I are at a party together. And Annie says, hey, do you know Dick Kernan? And I says, no. And she says, well, you need to meet Dick. So I come down, I meet Kernan, I enroll in the school. I also meet a lady by the name of Kathy Vander, who is a performance teacher here, but she also is a documentary filmmaker. So long story short, Kathy ends up making Walk This Way, the Ron Bachman story, a half-hour documentary film. And the movie, Jane, is released in 1998. And the very next year, Columbine happens.
Wow.
And
unbelievable.
That, there you go. I do not want to talk to kids. I do not want to see 300 or 400 kids all staring at me and asking me questions. I can get that by going to Kroger. Okay. So it's like, no. And then people started saying, no, actually, Ron, you're the guy. And I wanted to be in radio. I wanted to be behind the mic. Nobody could see me, judge me. And I would be able to control everything without having that baggage of what are they thinking because they're looking at me. And on and of course, remarkably, I do a couple shows for a friend, a Salvation Army. And I'm telling you, that was it. It was like I heard that thing, that this is how you take the next generation and teach them not to do what my generation did to people with disabilities.
Right.
And that's where it started.
You found your calling.
Yeah. Found my calling. And we're talking, you know, 22, 23 years later, you know, over 1,000 programs throughout 22 states, sponsored by Linamar Corporation, a group of Dodge guys, along with Amigo Mobility, the little scooter that I ride. And here we go. And it's hundreds of thousands, if not millions of kids now. It's my original kids are in their mid to late 20s. And some of them are, you know, fighting the war on terror. And I'll get I'll get notes saying, hey, Ronnie, I wanted you to know my buddy stepped on an IED. This is what happened to him. And the first thing we did was we brought you up online. And I think, you know, I want you to know you live on.
Wow.
You're living on. And I met you in middle school. Now, how great is that?
Boy, I just got like a full body rush. If you just tuned in, I'm speaking with my friend Ronnie Bachman. Go to ronniebachman.com. It's RONNIEBACHMAN.com. You can see the trailer. You can find all about what's going on, tour. You can book him through his website. Say if you would like him to come and talk to you or talk to your group or talk to your school. It's really important because these life lessons for dealing with bullies and bad times has never been a better time. Bullying is at an all-time high. I mean, now with the cyberbullying and
it's crazy. It's,
yeah, we just need, and the more good that we can put out there, you know, if Ronnie can, you know, show one kid in front of an audience, what a blessing. So definitely go check him out. Now, Ronnie, the Walk This Way.
now I'm smiling and getting goosebumps because I know where we're going.
Walk This Way. Aerosmith. Everybody on the world, the minute they hear that riff, you know, Steven Tyler, right. Walk That Way, Aerosmith.
Yep.
Now, how did you get the rights to be able to use that?
Well, first of all, you can't copyright words other than if it's in a music format like the lyrics.
Right.
But
okay.
There's tons of companies out there which, you know, we don't pay attention to them, but they're called Walk This Way. And how I got it was I've known Steven and the guys in Aerosmith, hi guys, for 39, almost 40 years. And I walked on my hands. And I tell the story in the book about being in Steven's dressing room. And back in those days, you know, he was doing his own makeup and he's putting eyeliner on and I'm behind him, but I can see he's looking at me through the mirror. And somebody walked in and I don't know what they said to him, but they looked at me and said, man, everybody's amazed how you get around. And Steven, without missing a beat, said, that's because we walk like this. And he banged his feet. And then he said, but Ron walks this way. And he moved his hands. That was it. He branded me, and I became Ronnie Walk This Way.
And of course,
today,
I love Steven Tyler. I just love that story. That's incredible. Okay, we're going to take a real quick break and have my fabulous sponsor, GoCleanse, do a little promo. And then we're going to be back. My guest is Ronnie Bachman, Walk This Way. There's a book, Walk This Way, Life Lessons for Dealing with Bullies in Bad Times. Pick up a copy right now. Amazon.com is a super easy way to do that. And head to RonnieBachman.com so you can follow along and see all about what he is doing on the planet and perhaps get involved. You know, find out how you can get involved or how you can have Ronnie come speak to your school or your event. It's super important. This is the timing of the show is absolutely spot on. So we'll be back in just a moment.
Voices of Vision with Jane Asher. We'll be right back on Empower Radio.
Hey, it's Nancy Newcomer, host of the Back to the Kitchen Minute on Empower Radio. And I'm also on the radio at 98.5 KFOX in the San Francisco Bay Area. You can listen on KFOX.com. Talking to you today about the Go Cleanse program. You know, a lot of people hop on the cleanse to lose weight and feel better. Of course, those are commendable reasons, very important reasons. But I was thinking lately, this crazy world we're living in, all these natural and man-made disasters, including the fires, the floods, the hurricanes, the mudslides, thousands of toxins and pollutants in our environment. We are ingesting them through our skin, through the air that we breathe, through our water. This is why the cleanse is so important, to detox your system. Find out more. You can contact GoCleanse at GoCleanse.com or call toll-free 866-352-6888. That's 1-866-352-6888, and the folks at Go Cleanse will be happy to tell you more.
Welcome back to Empower Radio's Voices of Vision with your host, Jane Asher.
My guest today is Ronnie Bachman, Walk This Way. He is a motivational speaker. He works with children with anti-bullying. He's an author. He is, his life story is just unbelievable. Please go to RonnieBachman.com. Hey, Ronnie, before the break, you were mentioning something about Walk This Way, and I had to cut you off to get to my commercial. Well, what was that?
First of all, don't use the term cut off around Ronnie Bachman.
Oh, shut up. You are so bad.
Right.
Dude,
that's funny.
That is hilarious.
Okay, what I was alluding to was we talked about Steven Tyler and him branding me with Walk This Way because I walked in my hands. But today, my program, Walk This Way, it's a mindset I tell the kids. You're going to walk this way through life with a positive can-do attitude. It's very important that these kids hear this, that you need to, you have to succeed. You have to fall madly in love with you, not in a conceited, egotistical way of saying, you know, it's all about me. But in reality, it is all about you. And you've got to believe in you and look in that mirror and see beautifulness, see kindness, see love, because it's the happy people that draw other happy people. And it's very important for middle schoolers to hear this, because that's the age where they're cutting. They're talking about suicide tendencies. They're having these discussions. And we could talk for hours about these new devices that every kid's walking around with and the access to things we never could see when you and I were growing up. Right. So that's what Walk This Way represents. And kids make a pledge at the end about walking this way forever. And I love me. I respect me. I admire me. And then we go through a series of, and all this great stuff. And it goes from a program to kind of a show. And today I do 90 minutes and then a 2-hour, 2.5-hour autograph session. And we devote the entire day to that one school. Any kid that wants to talk to me, any person, they've got counselors. But, you know, just because the counselor's there, the kids know the kids know that the counselors know the real story. So they'll open up with me or whisper in my ear and say, I need to tell you something. So we've had so much success. It's just amazing.
Wow. I'm rarely speechless, but I'm just finding myself overwhelmed by the beauty of what you're doing and the message that you're sending out. And it's so important. Thank you so much. I'm honored to be able to be part of this. And I'm going to tell you right now, I will do anything within my power to help you get this message out to more individuals.
Thank you.
It's so necessary, Ronnie, and I'm all about kindness, and you know, it's hard being human, you know, because we do have thoughts that aren't the best, and maybe we say things we don't mean, and we can be hurtful and unkind at times, and usually when that happens, what happens is you feel so bad when you're not good to another person.
Generally, and first of all, let me get this out. Everybody's been bullied. Let's say what it is. Everybody's been bullied and everybody's been a bully. Now, there's a huge difference between, making an off-color joke, not really paying attention. We talk about the power of words and things like that. But there's a whole difference between that and a group of kids that center around one kid and try to assassinate that child's spirit by telling them they don't belong. We want you out of here. Why haven't you offed yourself yet? Why are you still dragging your butt into our building when you know we don't want you here? That's not bullying. That's assassination. And no kid will be able to survive that. No child at that tender age of 12, 13, when everything is crazy to begin with, hormones, your body's changing, and now the very people that you want to hang out with that are your peers are telling you don't belong. There's never been a better time for this generation to get a hold of Ron and me and let me get out there.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree. Well, and on that note, I mean, RonnieBachman.com, but Ronnie, how do we go about, like, anybody that's listening right now, and this is going to get sent out everywhere. I mean, we're going to blast it on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and everywhere possible, but how would a school, what's the best routine to get you booked and get you into the school? Well, and how far in advance do people need to reach out to you?
Well, they can call today, but I am booked. I'm definitely booked through the end of 2018 right now. We're looking at dates. But also, Jane, you and I were talking about possibly me coming out west. So I'm kind of holding off on the spring of 19, hoping you and I can do something. The best way for people to get to me quickly is Ron Bachman, Bachman, @hotmail.com. And that stuff, I mean, it comes to me directly. It gets I send it out to Erica Stevens of Gal Friday. She's my social media director. She's like my go-to everything girl. And then Erica will send information out, contact the people, and then we'll start looking at a tour. We can't come out for one show. I can't come out for one event because it's schools. So we'll book 8-10 programs in Stanton, California, or wherever you want me for a few weeks. And we'll have a great time. And I promise your listener, you folks that are listening, I guarantee this program. Nobody else can say that. I guarantee this program will bring your bullying level in your school down significantly. We now have the data that wherever, and I have to toot my own horn because otherwise no one else will. The data is clear. Wherever I show up, these kids fall in love with me and I fall in love with them. And they make such a change with this promise to Ron that it becomes more about they don't want to let Ron down. So it's almost kind of a psychological thing. Well, no, I'm not going to ever do that again because that would hurt Ronnie. And the next thing, we got letters where they're saying, by the way, Mr. Bachman, our school year, 75-80%. We've had very little problems since you've been here. When can you come back? Yeah. And that's a fact. So, I mean, I just wanted to throw that in. Thank you for allowing me.
That's fantastic. And, you know, I really feel that you will be here like 2019, spring.
Yeah.
And I'm already, you know, I'm ensconced in the community, the media community here in San Diego. And I have so many extraordinary friends from radio to still print and lots of TV friends, too. So,
You know, Jane,
need to get you out here.
When I was talking about Linamar out of Canada and my group of Dodge guys around the country, this is all east of the Mississippi, down to Florida, out to the East Coast, up all over New York. But if people are listening, they say, you know what? I want to do this. I want to sponsor this program. The schools don't have the money. This is how I also make my living. But these sponsors, you know, whether it's a Dodge guy, whether it's a pizza chain, Jets or Little C, whoever it is, trust me, when they come out and see it, they're going to be like, oh, because these kids are living and breathing their product from that day on because that company brought them Ron. So I think it's an easy sell, and it certainly has been out here in the Midwest, Detroit, New York, and all the way down to Florida. Again, courtesy of those Dodge guys in Linamar.
That's so cool. Yeah. Sponsorship's a big part of this because, you know, thank God. I mean, just, you know, thank goodness that we do have individuals that get it, that not only sponsor podcasts like this, but sponsor, you know, your organization and your foundation and what you're trying to do.
Yeah, and I can
we
tell
only have
you.
A, we don't, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, Linamar is a $6 billion company that manufactures automotive components around the world. They have nothing. I've never sold an automotive part for these people. What they sponsor is, from their perspective, is a life-changing program for the next generation of their kids in Guelph, Ontario, or wherever they send me. And those kids may very well someday be employees of Linamar. So it's not just about like pizza places and pop and that. Yeah, of course, the kids are going to go nuts over it. But even a big company like this, you wouldn't think, well, what would the interest be? They love it. And I've been with them now 14 years, Jane. 14 years with Linamar.
That's really cool. You know, that's nice. Just, you know, I mean, it shows where the heart of that company is, too.
It does.
I mean, it really does. And seriously, I'm always interested in looking at, I mean, because all of us have a choice about how we spend our money. And when you see a company that supports an awesome program, you're more apt to put your money into that company.
Absolutely. I know I don't know where we're at on time, but I do want to say hi to Alicia and my granddaughter, Isla, my grandson, Asher, and Tay and Jakey, all my kids. And I wanted to make sure I got that in because, you know, it's my
favorite. I think that's awesome. Well, listen, we've got a couple minutes to close. And you told me the cutest story when we were sitting at lunch at Kernan's 80th. And it had to do with an awesome word. So let's talk about it.
Okay,
and I think we need to hashtag Bakalaka.
I think so. My granddaughter is, well, she's 5 now. And at the time, she was 4. And I would you know, lay down and she would climb on top of me and play horsey. And, you know, I'm horsing around with my granddaughter. And she does this thing where she says, close your eyes, Grandpa. And of course, I close them. I say, you know, watch it, you little stinker. Wait, don't be careful what you're doing. Close your eyes. And she starts giggling. And so I go ahead and close my eyes. And we have no idea where it came from. She goes, you're a Bakalaka. And everybody started cracking up. And of course, my last name's Bachman. So we weren't sure if if there was a tie there, but it's become this thing now about Isla calling her grandpa Bacalak. And I, Jane, you and I talked that, you know, I'm skipping way ahead, Isla's 16th birthday or 21st birthday, and me kind of coming up behind her ear and saying, you know, I love you, Bacalaka. Yeah,
it's great.
So it's funny how things unfold in, you know, of course, from the mouths of babes, right?
Yeah. Well, to me, you know what? I think Bacalaka is goodness, and Bacalaka is,
love.
It's just, it make, you can't say it without smiling.
You cannot say that word without smiling.
And my cheeks are smiling right now.
And I Googled, I tried to find, the closest thing I got was baklava. That wasn't it. So then I'm thinking, did you hear something?
No, it's you, man. It's Ronnie
Grandpa.
Bachman. Ronnie Bachman is Bacalaka.
Yeah, that's hilarious. And of course, you know, whenever you folks out there that have grandchildren, you already know. I mean, it's a whole new world, right?
That's awesome. Well, I'm not blessed with the grandkids yet, but I really am holding out hope.
Well, you're right now far too busy handling Ronnie Bachman around the country.
And my kids are a little too young. They're only 23 and 21. I really want them to have a little bit more life.
We'll
okay, we have 1 minute to close.
Yeah.
I just want to get the important stuff out there. Erica's with you. Thank you, Erica, for doing all the social media work for Ronnie. Ronnie Bachman, Walk This Way. Go to ronniebachman.com. He has a book, Walk This Way.
And
it's life lessons for dealing with bullies in bad times.
And Facebook, Walk This Way.
And Facebook, Walk This
and
Way.
Facebook, Ronnie Bachman. And you'll see my family page. And then Facebook, Walk This Way is the company.
Awesome. Awesome. So I think what we'll do, Ronnie, is we're just going to have you back on. Because I think
we barely
scratched the surface here. And I think we just need to continue this conversation and just continue to get this information out. Because it is so important to talk about this anti-bullying and to help kids. I mean, they just need love. And I love what you said about they just need to love themselves.
That's it. I mean, if you step and think about us as individuals, we don't really start socializing and really caring about this, that, whatever, until we're comfortable in our own skin. And you've got to, again, guys, I don't mean it in a conceited way, but you've got to look in the mirror and smile at yourself, make a funny face. That's a great way to start your day. And whatever comes your way, you at least start it at 10 and let it work down. Don't start at a 3 and work down, because then it becomes a tragic day. And we want you to be happy. And most importantly, we want you to learn to walk this way.
I got nothing more. That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Ronnie.
Inspired? Motivated? We hope so. Join Jane next week as she connects with another motivated soul, driven to live their life's purpose, on Voices of Vision, here on Empower Radio.